This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the farm.
Focusing on farming, this is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, here to spend some time talking about my avocation, I suppose my hobby, but I've been around cows all my life, so it seems like it's just a part of my life. It is a part of my life. We were talking about growing up on the farm last night. My daughter is here for Christmas, and one of the things that she values most in her life, the establishing of a sort of a lifestyle, which you get used to, being on the farm, being around the cows, that sort of thing. It's something that's dying, it certainly is, and I'm trying to hold on by my fingernails here and helping you to do the same thing is what the desire is with the American Family Farmer Show, giving people ideas. Actually, we're going to talk about the hemp industry later on with an expert from the hemp world. That's one of the things that's going on. Hops, another thing. I find, as I look at the news, the first part of the program each week usually takes apart something in the news that affects farmers, the family farmer. The White House congressional ball last weekend, the president said that he would sign the farm bill. He said, quote, next week looks like the farm bill is in very, very good shape. So we'll get the farm bill. Got to take care of the farmers. I don't see that that's what's going on here, frankly. I don't see. The House and Senate passed the farm bill last week, and he's going to have to sign it by the end of December, which he will. The current dairy program expires then. That was a bill that was passed in 2014 and had a lot of different commodities in the schedule, helping people out, but it just helps out too many people that don't need help and doesn't help enough of our group, the American Family Farmer. I think Trump is a big disappointment, and I don't say that because it has anything to do with politics. I just think that we're being inundated by food that's coming from other places. The trade things are a mess, and so what do we do to save our farms? The hemp thing is going to be a discussion that I think will help some of you, the realities of hemp and growing hemp. I've noticed also some people have approached me about growing hops. We have a number of small breweries in our area, and they don't have the land. They buy hops and their grain from sources that are in the Midwest or someplace else, but they want to have a local flavor, pure and simple. And literally, that's what happens if you grow. It's like wine or anything else. It's going to taste like the soil that it's grown in. And if we can get some local growers involved in hops, that'd be a good thing. I find also interesting a focus on a farm in Vermont who thinks the farmer's name is Roger Rainville, says farmers are now more than ever contacting him because he has made it clear he's growing milkweed on his farm. Now, for me, milkweed is a nuisance. It gets into the hay fields, and nobody wants to buy hay that's got milkweed in it. But apparently, this guy has figured out how to save his struggling dairy. A very efficient way to use the land is to harvest and transport milkweed. Milkweed used in World War II as filler for jackets. You know, the little flour that's on, it's almost like cotton. Those of you, it's a nuisance. We bale up hay and people don't want it if it has a little bit of milkweed in it. So Midwest farmers have started growing milkweed. It was fine for a while, but then the commodity prices went down and other commodity prices went up, so they changed what they were growing. In Canada, there's a market for milkweed. It's used to make floss, dental floss. It's also an oil absorbent. And as I said before, it's an insulation for down for clothing. So this fellow, Roger Rainville, director of a cooperative, has formed a group of people in the last couple of years to promote milkweed production. And so there are Canadian farmers who are doing it, and so these people in Vermont say, okay, well, they can grow it in the soil over there, climate conditions, let's grow it here. So that's what they're doing. Milkweed has to be transported, though, to a processing facility, and there's only one within 400 miles of where these farms in Vermont are, so it's quite expensive to haul the stuff there, but apparently it's worth it. And this, they've made some modifications to grain combines. They're collecting it as if it were dust. And from that, it is used for floss and all these other things that I was talking about. So, but the value apparently is quite high now. Also, people are growing sunflowers to aggregate what they're doing. You can feed the sunflowers to the cows. That way you can feed the stalks of the milkweed to the cows afterwards. So if you're a dairy farmer and you can grow this stuff, some of the fields, you need to, the pods are what are perishable and are the most valuable. It's hard to get going. I don't even know. See, I'm just thinking, I'm looking at a picture of this guy's farm, and it's all milkweed. It is, it's anathema to guys like me who are trying to grow hay as purely as possible. This guy grew 43 acres this past year. Milkweed seed rate 3 to 4 pounds per acre, germination 60 to 80%. And so I don't know, I've never even seen milkweed seed for sale. Takes about 14 days to germinate, allowing weeds to establish pretty easily. Yeah, you got to have stuff. Put some buckwheat. That's what I do with my stuff that I plant in the spring, especially. Buckwheat helps choke out the weeds. Cost for production, $20 to $50 an acre. And the return is about $120 an acre. I don't know. That's about, that's a little better than hay, I think. But how much, hey, the cows are going away, so the hay's for the horses. And how many horses are we having to feed? Although the horse population actually is growing quite substantially in our country. So anyway, there's an idea. Think about growing milkweed. Find the seed and see if you can grow milkweed on your farm to help sustain what you're doing on your family farm. We're going to talk with Josh Hendricks from the hemp industry in a moment about how to grow hemp. I'm doing it on my farm. Frankly, I'm working on a project. Well, I'll explain how it works, and let's see if we can get other people excited to grow hemp and maybe hops, but hemp is his deal in just a matter of moments. Right now, though, focus on your body, your health, and the healing effects of the ingredients for Calitrin. The healing effects for Calitrin, obviously, well, if you don't know, haven't heard me talking about collagen and the proteins in your body. Collagen is the best one. It's the strongest one, most important one, second only to water in terms of volume in your body. And as you get older, in your late 20s and 30s, your body stops making collagen, so you need to supplement it. And with Calitrin, when you put that into your body, it'll restart, help your body restart producing its own collagen, which helps you to create lean muscle, push out the fat. That's how you lose the weight. I've been on this program since April, lost 14 pounds after last year over the wintertime. I do the same thing. I talk about this with everybody. From now on, we eat too much and we don't get enough exercise, so you sometimes put on a little bit of roll, and I got mine off, and I've kept it off with Calitrin. You can do the same thing. Get on it now during the Christmas season so you don't get caught literally in a jam because you put on so much more weight. This will help maintain your weight, and eventually when you stop eating all that stuff, it'll help you lose the weight. No adverse effects because it's all natural. Taking collagen amazingly helps stimulate your body to produce more, and that's what Calitrin is counting on. 30 years in the business, 30 years helping people win the weight loss battle the natural way. Go to toploss.com, get a special rate up to 50% off this week. Use the DJV code. So lose the weight, save money, be healthier, be happier. It's all a win-win situation. Using Calitrin to lose weight. Go to toploss.com. Can't get it any other way. Toploss.com. Special deal. Use the code DJV.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Taking Viagra for ED, some great news from Marley Drug. You can get Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in generic 20-milligram pills for just $2 a tablet. That's a savings of $40 a dose. Marley Drug, North Carolina pharmacy, delivering generic Sildenafil to your door. Avoid growing prescription copays and uncomfortable pharmacy visits. Purchase Sildenafil now. Call 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310. Again, 800-601-0310. Time now for us to get to the bottom of yet a little more help for farmers. I'm doing this. I'm interested to meet Josh Hendricks, who works in the hemp industry, works at CV Sciences. Welcome. Merry Christmas, Josh. Let's talk about the farm bill and how legalizing industrial hemp will be a big deal for all of us who are trying to make our farms more viable. How have you gotten involved in this?
Well, you know, I was interested in hemp back in the mid-2000s when I was at the University of Kentucky because of a book I read called The Last Big Man in America by Gatewood Galbraith, who's since passed away, and was an independent politician that was, quite frankly, just ahead of his time. You know, we used to have, everybody used to kind of laugh at Gatewood because he'd drive around Kentucky with Willie Nelson, or he was talking about hemp, maybe even the other cannabis cousins sometimes, and now there's bumper stickers in Kentucky that say Gatewood was right, because especially with the hemp thing, we're really pushing this forward. But so that sparked my interest in the mid 2000s, and there was nothing you could really do about it. And then in 2013, our ag commissioner, now Congressman James Comer at the time, started really bringing it up in the news. Started following it, kind of keeping up with it in fall 2013 when Kentucky passed their bill that would allow hemp to be grown in Kentucky as long as the federal government said it was okay. And then when the farm bill of early 2014, which should have been 2013, passed in February of 2014, I quit my job the next day and moved home to just try to figure it out. I have a small family farm in Mount Sterling, Kentucky, my grandfather lives on, and had, you know, kind of a gentleman farm that done tobacco and cattle on the side. But I also had a real, you know, full-time to go along with it. And what an opportunity for someone to come back and we don't grow tobacco anymore, utilize that land. Started growing hemp in 2015. Growing hemp for the past 3 years, and then started working with CV Sciences in late 2015. Kind of as the boots on the ground with farmers and trying to transition the supply chain over here to the U.S., as well as working with universities and legislators and everybody to, you know, put up the framework for this to really become a commodity-type industry.
Apparently Mitch McConnell, who's one of your senators and lead of the Republican side in the Senate, has a lot of constituents, and it was because of him more than anything else, at least the way I read it, that the hemp thing got into the farm bill and got passed, because it benefits so many of the farmers in your state. I think I heard the story recently. There are three or four farms, 6,500 acres plus on each of these farms that are growing hemp. And as a matter of fact, I understand that there's a lot of hemp that's been grown, but they don't have any way at the moment to get it processed. So it's sitting in warehouses down there. Let's talk about how we go from stem to stern on this, Josh, if you will hold on for a second. We'll pause for a word or two from your local stations carrying the American Family Farmer.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault. A miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo. Only at BugAssault.com.
the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, introducing Josh Hendricks, who works for CV Sciences. Let's talk about what CV Sciences does, because we are excited about the Farm Bill. The president's going to sign it later this week, or at least before the end of the year. It legalizes industrial hemp. You know the story, Josh, about how it got to become illegal in the first place, right?
I mean, I know there's some conspiracy theories out there, and there's stories, but I don't think any of us really know.
Yeah, I think the conspiracy, I'm not, well, I am sometimes a pretty, I follow conspiratorial theory. It was about black farmers and raising hemp, and the fact that the white congressmen and people in Washington didn't want them to get ahead, so they outlawed it. And now it's come back.
That is honestly the first time I've ever heard that, so I don't know how much...
Really?
Cloud.
Well, there you go. That's another thing to throw into your conspiratorial bag.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes,
Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Information for farmers, whether you're in the Midwest, on the coast, wherever you are, we're here to help on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. Check the latest podcast, American Family Farmer Show, every week. We have a sort of an edited version of the conversations with the meat, the heart and soul of the conversation, so you can get in a few minutes the gist of what we're trying to help you with. That's what the show is about. It's about helping people. I need help on my farm. You need help on your farm. We all need help. So why not work together? Doug Fine is a hemp farming expert participating in a hemp, I guess we would call this a convention in Madison, Wisconsin, this next week. And he's written a lot of books. He's really studied a lot. And the book is called Hemp Bound, Dispatches from the Front Lines of the Next Agricultural Revolution. And you were been pretty poignant about the value of these products. And we were at the point of describing what CBD is about. And I think partially this is the part where people who don't know, I will give you an example. Last night I was at my city council meeting here in Framingham, Massachusetts, where my farm is, and the discussion of the new marijuana rules and regulations. Selling marijuana is legal in Massachusetts now, both as medicinal and recreational. And so with that comes a lot of information that is aimed by those who don't, and I'm not a smoker, I'm not a toker, I'm not a midnight stoker, I'm none of those things. I am as straight as you could possibly imagine, Doug. I've never smoked anything in my life, I've been drunk once in my life, don't do any drugs, but I think I'm not here to tell you how to live your life. You live your life the way you want to. And so what I bristle at are these people who come up with these phony studies. I always love it when people say they're evidence-based studies. Do you know what a crock of manure evidence-based studies or using that term is and how it catches on? People say, oh, wow, that's an evidence. Whoever pays for the study skews it to whatever result they want to get. So anyway, I'm off on a toot a little bit here. I want to get back to the value of these products. And the reason I brought it up is because they're talking about how marijuana is a gateway drug. And they talk about CBDs and the other stuff that's in it. I don't know from ID, F, and QVC, whatever it is. All I know is that in this case, you are ignorant if you think that hemp and marijuana are the same thing, because they are not. So that's why the interest coming back around to hemp, how it can be used for all sorts of things. You say it has three values, but you wanted to explain a little more about CBD, so I'll get off of my horse and you jump on it.
I'll go through the three branches of the plants in a nutshell. So from the flowering buds of the female plant, are embedded these cannabinoids, of which CBD is currently the big market. But as you mentioned in your introduction earlier in the show, that farmers are wise to be vertically integrated, to be entrepreneurial and not to just sell up wholesale products. And that's what, for instance, with one of the products that I've brought forth, because I'm now actually a hemp farmer, entrepreneur, and consultant, in addition to being a writer and journalist about it. It's that important, I think, to rural economies in the U.S. for hemp to come back in a big way. And it is, by the way, even with just limited now federal legalization for hemp, the industry is growing by double digits. So annually, so the flowering part of the plant is extremely valuable for the components that are in that flower that can be infused into everything from beauty care products to healthcare products to pet food, pet supplements. So that's the flower, and that's kind of new for this modern hemp era. The two other branches of the plant are the seed. It is a superfood. It's something I eat every day. I'll be putting it in the family shake after we finish our discussion today. The seed, which you can eat whole, you can press the seed oil, you can eat the resulting protein. That's a byproduct. Protein meal is a byproduct of pressing the seed. It's omega balanced. It's extremely high in minerals like magnesium and selenium. It's just, you can get it every supermarket today. It's an absolute superfood, and it has high value, especially if you're growing organically. If you are certified organically, you're going to be in the neighborhood. I want to be conservative here because you don't want to get people overexcited, but in the neighborhood of between $2 and $4 a pound on your seed. So let's go in the middle there and say you may get $3 a pound if you're growing organically, and you may harvest up to 1,000 pounds per acre. So if you are an Illinois farmer growing on 100 acres. At 1,000 pounds per acre, you're grossing $300,000 just on the seed. That's before you are talking about the flower applications, which are even higher value. Fiber is very, very important. It's important for the future, the bio-based economy, but it is at the moment the lowest value. It's the fastest growing application economically, but just to give you some indication, without getting too wonky, fiber, the architecture of the plant, it has two parts of the fiber. It has an outer bast that you strip off, and it's a fiber like flax fiber that is extremely strong and durable. It makes incredible clothing. The Chinese lead that market because of low labor costs, and because, Doug, believe it or not, they don't test for THC, and hemp that actually has THC in it has stronger fiber. So it's an issue we're going to have to address at some point in the future. But fiber,
you can smoke it. You can wear it, and you can smoke it both at the same time.
Well, actually, you know, the fiber doesn't contain the THC. That's what's so ridiculous about cannabis prohibition is that it doesn't matter what the THC would be in the flower when all you're doing is wearing pants from the fiber. But way beyond clothing, there's important next generation applications that are coming from the fiber, and I'll go over them real quick. One of them is building materials. The herd part, which is the sort of center core of the fiber of the plant,
right,
makes this absolutely astounding building material. If folks are interested, they should take a look at hempcrete building. Hempcrete is just one mode of building. There's hemp adobe. It's an unbelievable, domestically sourced, non-toxic, and believe it or not, carbon sequestering, meaning your house is actually fighting climate change, good R value, look into hemp building. Another very important next generation application is that hemp at the nano level, this is from the fiber, hemp at the nano level is proving to be the best supercapacitor for next generation battery components. And why this is important is today we're very dependent on rare earth minerals, imports sometimes from far off or not always easily accessible or friendly places to power the communication network that we're so dependent on. And these coming batteries that Elon Musk and others are trying to get into our home powered by solar panels. Okay, but what are those batteries made out of? Look it up, folks. The American Chemical Society has released a study showing that hemp is the best material for next-generation supercapacitors. That basically covers your hemp, your fiber, seed, and flower applications. So if a farmer is going to be entrepreneurial and is going to be dedicated and willing to put in that extra work beyond harvest, there's a potential for it to be very, very lucrative.
It sounds like a fabulous way for us to spend time getting to know what there is that can help your farm. So many of us, it's really necessary to find other ways. Those of us who, I'm selling a lot of hay now, and the market's okay, but I'd like to try some new things. And in the Northeast, I was talking about Pennsylvania earlier. Hemp is thriving in New York State, and I'm sure that it will here in New England with available land, as long as you don't have to, you don't run into, I read a lot of state land, and I'm a little concerned about whether they'd be upset or somebody's going to walk through the field and look at that and think it's marijuana. And so actually what I thought I would do is plant about 8 rows of corn around each field and put the hemp in the middle of it so nobody would see it. I don't know whether I'm being too cautious or silly or whatever. Let's continue this conversation for a few more minutes. The value of hemp farming with hemp farming expert Doug Fine. You can go to his website, DougFine.com, DougFine.com. And then there's the expo site for this next week, CentralUSHemp.com. Either of those are well worth your time. 43 past the hour.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
It's the holiday season, guys. Hi, it's Jen from the DJV Show. Are you losing sleep over finding the perfect gift for those special people in your life? Well, we have the answer for you. MyPillow is the ultimate stocking stuffer and the perfect gift. How often do you hear your friends and family complain about how hard it is to get a good night's sleep? Change the way they sleep forever with MyPillow. MyPillows are made right here in the USA with 100% machine washable and dryable cotton. And they come with a 10-year warranty, so you have nothing to lose. For a limited time, get 4 MyPillows. That's right, 4 MyPillows for half the price. You get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows, plus free shipping. But wait, there's more just for our DJV Show listeners. They're extending their money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2019. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV to get this offer. That's promo code DJV right now at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
The American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with a review of a conversation that's now in podcast form at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. Every week we discuss the issues of the week. A lot of talk about the farm bill, the signing of the farm bill. Are farmers going to get more money? Apparently, even though it's been through the House and the Senate, hasn't been signed yet because the people in the administration want to fiddle with the amount of money, the trade relief money that farmers are going to get, because there's so many people protesting the amount of money going to ADM and Cargill and these big, huge corporations that still are getting a pat on the back from their pals in the House and the Senate. So now the policies that are really a problem are getting addressed. That information is part of the podcast at the moment at the AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. Also, we have heck of a good country singer and a farm guy. His name is Ben Rue. Ben came to Nashville by way of a small town in Oregon where his family has a 200,000-acre grass seed farm. He's been driving a combine since he was a kid. He doesn't shy away from hard work. He loves writing songs and creating his own music, but he also loves working on the family farm and does that with his two brothers. He's been on a lot of shows, actually. He was on The X Factor. Anyway, he's a good kid. It's a good conversation. He has made the decision to live both in Nashville and in Oregon when he's working and on the road, when he's doing his singing. And he's becoming quite a name for himself. And then there is the work that he does on the farm. So BenRueMusic.com, check that out. Check out the interview. Check out the information on the current edition of AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. All right, 46 minutes after the hour now. I'm here with Doug Fine. His website again, DougFine.com. One of the things, we could go on having this conversation. I think what I'll do is during this event next week, I'll get some people on to do next week's American Family Farmer, so that we'll do an unprecedented 2 weeks on the same thing, with the hemp acreage being what it is. But I saw something that really startled me, Doug, and that's that we're talking about the things you can use it for. There are about 50,000 different products that can be made from hemp. And you just touch the surface of them. That's what makes this thing so fabulous. So we're talking about, the, in glowing terms, all of the great stuff. What's the background? Is there another shoe to drop, another foot to drop here? Is there something about this that we need to be wary of? Or is it maybe just the people who don't want us to do it for whatever the reason that are going to be a problem? What do you? How do you look at the other side of this?
The remaining obstacles to a thriving hemp economy are purely regulatory. Mm-hmm. We're almost there. So in a nutshell, this is where we're at with hemp. There is overwhelming bipartisan support in hemp on the federal level, you know, in both the House of Representatives and the U.S. Senate, for getting hemp the heck out of the Controlled Substances Act and into Department of Ag purview as with any other crop, because that's all it is a valuable crop for farmers. Farmers should be free to cultivate it. And so the first step that was taken, which was a good one, was a farm bill provision in the last farm bill that said farmers can cultivate hemp, but they have to be part of their state's agriculture hemp program. It's still restricted. In other words, it's not as free to grow as corn or soy or alfalfa or anything like that yet. You have to be part of your state program, pay a huge permitting fee. So if you are in one of the states that does have an active hemp program, you're golden. More and more states are coming online. If you need help at that, you're kind enough to mention my website. Folks are free to reach out to me there and or, of course, come to the Wisconsin conference and other conferences. But the long story short is, as long as your state has a program, you're in pretty good shape. So there's a few regulatory hoops, and we'll get past them on that. And in terms of the thousands and thousands of applications for hemp, there are, and this was in 1938, Popular Mechanics called it, you know, the crop of 25,000 uses. And as we move increasingly towards a bio-based economy, in other words, there is already hemp fiber in the door panels of BMWs and Mercedes, not because they think it's fun and cute, but because it's stronger and less expensive than petrol-based plastics, which are contributing to, you know, the huge Pacific garbage patch and all that business. But we need to focus as small farmers and entrepreneurs on the low-hanging fruit, Doug. That's what I advocate, and that's what we've been talking about.
Right. And I think that's where people start with this thing, these three main parts, the markets, that sort of thing. That's what I'll be interested in as to how to, because it has to be considered. We're not used to doing it here. We don't have the equipment to do it. So hopefully it'll be a consortium of people, and you'll learn about that. I saw a friend of mine bought some land in Iowa the other day for $10,000 an acre and thought that was crazy money. I remember you could buy it in Ohio for $3,000 an acre when I was in school there. Right now, I can't buy an acre of land in my neighborhood in Massachusetts for under $200,000. So, you know, if you're going to hold on to the land, you better get something out of it that helps you pay the expenses. And this looks like a way to do that. So I'm happy to have your information. Hope we get together over the course of this event next week. Doug Fine, again, the web address for the farmer, DougFine.com. Check it out for your own future and well-being. It looks like a good option. My commentary coming up next, 10 before the hour.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Here's to the farmer that plants the fields and the spring.
Americans and farmers go together. It's the American family farmer, aimed at helping the family farmer, also aimed at helping the farm businesses run by farm families and the locavores who use our products. I'm Doug Steffen here. A lot of conversation about hemp, that's for sure. Wow. The hemp world, the farm bill, which Congress passed awaiting the president's signature, allows for hemp production, research, all kinds of things the government is going to get behind. So this is a good way, I think, to help farmers. There are also apparently some government payments that are going to go to the farmers that may be hit hard by the trade bill. I don't know. You know, this is a pig in a poke as far as I'm concerned. It just is. There's so much interference with the farmer on the government level, and now they're trying to come back with another $4 or $5 billion on top of the $12 billion that was set aside before. It's swimming upstream. It really is. So let's see how this all shakes out. I think I made it clear for me anyway, and for people in farms that have decent soil and are my size, growing hemp and growing hops. You got to know what the end result. You can't just grow the hemp. You got to know where it's going. You got to get into a cooperative, people that are going. For example, I'm going to work with a bunch of people that are going to come up with the equipment that's needed so that we use all of the hemp and we have a market for it as well. That's also very important. But I think the farm organizations, I belong to the Farm Bureau now because they're looking from county to county at ways of getting people involved in the production of the hemp. So let's kind of see what happens here. One of the things people are thinking about this time of year, the extreme weather problems, severe winter storms that are part of any winter on the farm. But we've had so many other things that have bothered us this fall, thunderstorms and the springtime, a lot of tornadoes. How are you protecting your farm? Is there a way? There are people who say, well, the problem is climate change and we're ruining the climate. I don't know whether that's true or it's not, but I do know things are changing. The storms are more severe, and as a result of that, a lot of the species that help to protect our farms are being disrupted. Their lives are being disrupted. And what's going on, how you protect, you know, bees. We've talked about them for a long time here in the Northeast. The Mid-Atlantic regions have a very, very difficult time now. The heavy rains have chased the bees away. And that affects your profit. It gets down to the nitty-gritty of what's being pollinated and what isn't. I've seen some numbers that show anywhere from 5 to 15% of farm income when it comes to produce, growing corn for cattle, that sort of thing, has been affected by the weather, all these rains and that sort of thing. So how are you adapting? How are you protecting your farm? Conservation measures are important. Diversifying the use of your land, the crops, so that you get more benefit out of the land, and also you're protecting the land a little bit better. The wind is blowing away a lot. I've seen some pictures that reminded me a lot of what it was like during the Dust Bowl, 1929 and 1930. And you talk about stress created by all of these things. That's sort of an aside for a minute. The number of farmers committing suicide because of the realities of the financial problems, and then dealing with the weather and how it's affecting the farms, the value of the land, that sort of thing. There's a lot of flooding in the spring because of melting snows, depending on how high the snowfall was over the course of the winter. So anyway, there's lots of things that you got to be prepared for. And I think that there are a number, actually, in this case, I'm not usually a fan of government help, but the government has come up with some good ideas, some good pamphlets that you can go online to the USDA and get copies of. How do you prepare for severe weather? What programs are there in the government for farms that are affected by severe weather, buildings that are destroyed? Look at this past week. The storms out in the Northwest, that's a great farming area, and there was a tornado that blew through there, and then the rains, the heavy rains at this time of year, unheard of. But what are those farmers going to do? And so then, if you belong to the National Farmers Union like I do, you see a number of things. They're addressing climate change now, and the last headline I saw from the news clip at the National Farmers Union: farmers know climate change is real. Will the feds help them to adapt? Well, federal programs are part of the farm bill, but, well, I guess we'll all have a seat. But I want you to know that we're trying to continue to deal with extremes and help you through those problems on the American Family Farmer.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.